KP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Authorities are dealing with a train derailment in Wisconsin. AP correspondent Jeff Bannon reports.
A BNSF railway train derailed near the town of Alma, Wisconsin, which is along the Mississippi River. The railroad says 25 cars derailed, and of those cars, five of them containing ethanol were leaking into the Mississippi.
In this week's media address, President Obama says his health care plan has been a big success.
As the Affordable Care Act has taken effect, we've covered 17.6 million Americans. Since 2010, the uninsured rate has decreased by 45%.
He spoke in his weekly media address. In the Republican address, Texas Congressman Sam Johnson says military men and women are a family, the same way he and other members of the Alcatraz prisoner of war camp were in Vietnam.
My Alcatraz buddies and I were a family. We banded together and encouraged one another and kept each other's spirits up.
This coming Wednesday is Veterans Day. A southwestern Idaho man, authorities say, escaped the Piatt County Jail by scaling a razor wire fence and then taunting authorities on social media, has been arrested in Mexico. The U.S. Marshals Service's 38-year-old Nicholas Grove was recently arrested in Tulum, Mexico, and on Friday was turned over to U.S. authorities. Two schools in Mississippi are in mourning after a father and son who both played football at Mississippi State and Pascagoula High School were killed in a highway crash yesterday. This is AP Radio News. That's the sound of the crowd as a 10-ton Norway spruce tree was delivered to New York City's Rockefeller Center. The center's chief gardener, Eric Pauza, says he was sent a picture of the tree, and when he went to look at it, he knew immediately that it would be perfect.
When I got up there and I got out of the car and I stood there and the sun was shining on it, I knew right away that it was a great and perfect tree for Rockefeller Center.
Albert Assendorf, who donated the tree, says, to be honest, he just wanted to get rid of it.
It's getting too big. We didn't want it to fall on the house. So by then, it's taking up most of the front yard. The sun wasn't coming in on the house anymore. And we were going to knock it down ourselves at first last year. But then I said, my mother was saying, maybe somebody wants the tree.
He says, yes, he wanted to get rid of it, and he looked into giving it to the center, but he thought the tree might be too small. It wasn't. I'm Carlotta Bradley. AP Radio News.